girl.
Nobody else is going to do it, so I got to do it. Okay, we are so excited to be here with you today, Leah Block, in person and in New York City, nonetheless. So, Leah, you are, well, for people who don't know, we know, but you are currently a driver for F1 Academy with ART Grand Prix, and you are also in the Williams Racing Academy. So we're really excited to have you ahead of your first home race weekend in Miami. And we're also going to talk a little bit about what you did leading up to FIA, because it's very, very interesting, and we can't wait to talk about that too.
We're so excited. So thank you for being here
with us. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
How's New York? How are you feeling ahead of your first home race?
No, I think I'm really excited, but like every day it gets closer. It's a little bit more nerve-wracking because I know just in front of the home crowd is so big, you know, and as well as having my family there and some of my close friends. So it's like a really big weekend, you know?
Definitely. Well, you handle the pressure very well.
Oh, thanks. Fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
So, like I mentioned a little bit at the beginning, you did a lot of off-road racing before heading into F1 Academy. What has that change been like going into like the single-seater open wheel series?
Yeah, honestly, so I obviously grew up around it, traveling with my dad and World Rallycross as well as WRC. So starting in rally, and it's was a big change for sure, you know, but I've, since I grew up in off-road, it's always been like a place of unknown, you know, kind of grew up watching Formula One, but never knew too much about it. So I think when Williams came to me with this opportunity, I was like, I can't say no to this. You know, it's like a literal lottery ticket. So it's been a really, really big change, you know, and there's a lot of stuff I had to learn and a super steep learning curve, especially only like 100 days before the F1 first Academy race, like crazy timeline. So I had to pack everything in a very, very small time frame. But you know, I'm just having fun learning, and it's just what I've always wanted to do. So I'm excited to be here no matter what.
And I feel like not the cars are so different, but I'm sure the environment in the world going from rally to what is essentially Formula One is just completely different as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, completely in the atmosphere, you're out of track. There's so many important people there, you know. At a rally, you're kind of in your rally car. Oh, next stage, you don't see anybody until like the end. So definitely a big change. But I think doing rallycross, it's a bit similar, but definitely not to this level.
Yeah, so what was it like in Saudi? That was your first Formula One race, right? Being there, but also obviously racing. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was crazy because Saudi is like such a gorgeous race. You know, the racetrack is amazing under the lights. And so there was a lot of people and it was a little bit stressful, especially being my first Academy race, first time racing all these competitors, you know. So it was really big, and I think I would love to go and redo that weekend, but you know,
it's a learning experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so just taking all I learned and hopefully can apply it in Miami and get a better result for sure.
We're so excited. With all of the amazing things you do, all the demands of racing, it's, I think, easy to forget that you're just 17. Like, how do you balance racing with friends and school and just being a teenager?
Yeah, it's a bit hard. You know, like my priorities are definitely different to the regular 17-year-old in the U.S. right now. So I'm having to do school online, and when I go home I get to see my friends, but I'm over in Europe a lot, so it's definitely just a balancing act. But I mean, racing is what I've always wanted to do, so being at a racetrack and being in the sim, it's all about just balancing the priorities. And school is hard sometimes. I'm currently a week behind, but you
know, that's okay. A week is not bad at all. We've all been there.
For sure.
I think when I was in college, I was consistently 2 weeks behind. So you're crushing it.
Thanks.
So you started karting at age 11. And one thing that we hear a lot about kind of in the F1 world is like the F1 karting to F1 pipeline and all of it in Europe mostly. What was it like starting that here in the US, and how did that lead you to where you are today?
Yeah, I mean, I actually started in the off-road short course and then eventually went to karting because it stopped. So I only went to karting because I couldn't do off-road, you know? So it was about a little bit on and off for a couple of years, and you know, karting has definitely helped me tremendously, even in rally, you know, just all the car control and like just lines and just the little small details that you wouldn't think about. So definitely had a different approach to just coming into any type of motorsport.
Of course.
But it's definitely helped me, and I think just even coming from rally and everything, every different motorsport can help in some way to the other.
Totally. Well, speaking of rally, last year you became the youngest American Rally Association champion. What did that mean for you and your career, and what was that experience like?
It was really cool, honestly. Yeah. I started rally the year before and raced in a front-wheel drive car, so had a lot of challenges that year, but to be able to go into my second year and in a rear-wheel drive car and, you know, take the championship two races early was really, really big for me, being the only female in that category. Like, so it was just huge, you know, and I was like, wow, I did that, so what else am I gonna do? It kind of felt like a completion for my rally in the U.S. So I'm hoping to do some more rally in Europe this year, as well as F1 Academy, you know, just whatever seat time I can.
Yeah, and do you feel like doing, you know, stepping into a rally car, stepping into an F1 Academy car, does it help, does one help the other?
I think so, yeah, especially with rally having so much car control there, it definitely helps in the single seater, and just the discipline of single seater, you can take that into rally, and I think just any seat time is seat time.
Incredibly well-rounded.
Yeah, we do hear that a lot, that sometimes when you're doing, I mean, interviews like this, the whole media circuit, traveling, like maybe racing is the last thing you're doing, like you're actually not spending that much time in a car, so it's probably really great.
Yeah, you know, if I didn't have to do any of this social media stuff, I would completely just be a race car driver. It would be great. That'd be the most amazing life ever, but
it all comes with it all together. Okay, it's fun that you actually brought your mom today, because we wanted to ask you about the Baja 1000 last year, which you won with her. First of all, that race was over 30 hours long and you won your category. So what was that like, and what do you think that did for your career and sort of like your mentality heading into F1 Academy?
Yeah, to be able to race the Baja 1000 just with my mom and the Blockhouse Racing team was so cool, because it's such a big race, you know, and it's like going into it, I've never done any like Baja style off-road, you know, long distance. So it was a really, really cool experience, and you know, I don't think I'd ever do it again.
Was it so physically challenging?
It was, for sure. You know, like I would say more mentally, you know, like you're just trying to keep yourself focused for so many hours, you know, going from so many different terrains, and like it was pouring rain at one time, it was really, really hot, and then it went to dark, and I was like, the funny thing is that on like what we call recce or pre-running, we go through this like ranch, and there was a lot of cows on pre-running, and I had heard so many stories about people hitting cows right before the finish.
No.
So it was pitch dark when we were like about 20 miles from the finish, and I kept like thinking seeing bushes were cows because I was so paranoid.
Is that bush moving?
Yeah, is that bush moving? Is that a cow? Oh my gosh. So, but yeah, it was a really, really cool experience, and to win our class was like, oh my god, cherry on top, you know?
And what a way to bond with your mom.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I don't even think I had my driver's license at 17, let alone doing that. It's insane.
So let's talk about F1 Academy. How did you set your sights on that after all of this amazing experience off-road and rally? How did you set your sights on F1 Academy, and how has it been with Williams so far?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, it's F1 Academy, like the goal and the vision for that is really, really cool, and what everything that Susie is doing. So I'm really excited to be a part of it as like one of the first generation, you know. So seeing Marta Garcia go from F1 Academy last year to now Freca, and now even having a test in the Formula E car, like it's just opening so many doors and opportunities for us. So I think it's really cool, and you know, I just hope that this can be a learning year for me and move up next year or whatever I do. Mm-hmm. It's just such a great experience, even if I go back to rally next year, like the experience that I gain from this and the people that I meet is just like so beneficial to me.
Definitely.
And you know, if I didn't take the opportunity, I'd definitely be kicking myself in the future, you know. it's like a what if, like what if I do this, yeah, if I fail, whatever, it was cool to do, you know.
Yeah.
Women's health is so important, and balanced hormones are key for that. We've been loving Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth, who's committed to making women's lives easier. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, science-backed herbal extracts that help the body adapt to stressors like hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. We love it because it helps us maintain optimal hormone levels and supports our mood and general well-being. There is a reason that one bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code F1RTheGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code F1RTheGirls for 15% off today.
Okay, friends, it's festival and concert season, and you know it's all about the boots this year. That's why you need to make Tecovas your number one place for festival style this spring. And don't forget to shop their seasonal and limited edition offerings, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. We love Tecovas. They have a first wear comfort, which basically means there's no break-in period. It's the best thing ever. So stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there's really no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store though, just visit tecovas.com, tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. And I know we've only had, you know, one race. Miami's going to be the second round or race weekend. Have you had any favorite moments so far though, or anything that you're particularly looking forward to in Miami?
Honestly, I would say just, I mean, the home crowd, of course, yeah. With Miami, but I would say, like, the nice warm weather, you know, I mean, it is going to be humid, but whatever.
we'll deal with it later. We'll it's not rain, it's not cows and bushes that are moving.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, but the circuit racing is all really nice. Yeah. You can wear your white shoes to the track. You don't have to worry about getting dirty with dirt. So.
The luxury.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How have you been prepping for Miami physically, mentally, heading into that race?
Honestly, I think it's just like about reflecting on what happened in Jeddah, you know, and just taking all of that experiences and what I learned just into Miami, and try to make the best of it and just keep learning. So doing the sim work, the track is actually really cool. So I think just the whole experience is just look for the positives, you know.
It's going to be so great. All right, we're going to end with some hot takes, rapid fire. I'm sure you're very used to doing these before, but nothing too crazy. If you could relive your favorite race in your career, what would it be?
I think it would be Olympus Rally 2023. Yeah, that was a really good one for me.
Amazing. Okay, East Coast or West Coast, or just favorite state to be in general?
I'd say West Coast.
Yeah, let's go.
I love West Coast. West Coast. He's a West Coast.
Yeah.
I love that. So we saw a video that you posted with your teammates in France trying all these different French foods. So escargot, slay or nay for you?
Slay. I actually love it. You know, it kind of tastes like chicken to me sometimes. It was actually really good. I like it.
That's amazing. Okay, best fast food chain in the U.S., or actually in general, but probably in the U.S.
Chipotle.
Yes.
Love Chipotle.
Oh, you're killing it with these
answers. If it wasn't in the U.S., I love Nando's, though.
Yeah,
in the UK, Nando's is so good.
I love Nando's, too. And lastly, I know social media is part of the job, but Instagram or TikTok?
For me, to watch, I watch TikTok all day, but to post, I like Instagram, yeah.
I agree, 100%. All right, well, Leah, thank you so much. This was a blast, and we cannot wait to see everything that you do this
weekend
in Miami.
Thank you for having me.